fashion through the pleasant New England community in which I had just settled. It seemed such an extraordinary notion. The idea that I could set off from home and walk 1,800 miles through woods to Georgia, or turn the other way and clamber over the rough and stony White Mountains to the fabled prow of Mount Katahdin, floating in forest 450 miles to the north in a wilderness few have seen. A little voice in my head said, "Sounds neat.
Let's do it."
I formed a number of rationalizations. It would get me fit after years of waddlesome sloth. It would be useful. I wasn't quite sure in what way, but I was sure, nonetheless, to learn to fend for myself in the wilderness. When guys in camouflage pants and hunting hats sat around in the Four Aces diner talking about fearsome things done out of doors, I would no longer have to feel like such a cupcake. I wanted a little of that swagger that comes with being able to gaze at a far horizon through eyes of chipped granite and say with a slow, manly sniff, "Yeah, I've shit in the woods." And there was a more compelling reason to go. The Appalachians are the home of one of the world's great hardwood forests, a relic of the richest, most diversified sweep of woodland ever to grace the temperate world. And that forest is in trouble.